I didn't know that much about Bethlehem before we went there. I had done a bunch of phone interviews, but they all focused mostly on the mills and their closure. So I didn't really know too much about what kind of place Bethlehem was. I sort of thought it would be like a suburb of Allentown, like we could stand at the highest point in Allentown and look down and see the only intersection in Bethlehem, which was not the case at all. It's a small town, but it's a big small town, and it's interesting because it can be lots of different things depending on what you're looking for. You can live there and have this sort of small town feeling life, but then you're also only 90 minutes from New York City, which is the biggest of big cities. And then you're also very close to tons of hiking and camping, rivers, lakes, because the Poconos are right there and you're in the Appalachian foothills. So it's pretty beautiful. I mean, one of the neatest things was standing on the main streets there and you look in one direction and all you can see is the blast furnaces, and you turn and you look in the other direction and it's just hills forever. So I know I just said that Pittsburgh was my favorite of the places that we went to, but I think if I was going to choose, I would live in Bethlehem. And I think part of the reason for that, when I talked to Cassie Helgert, who's the CEO of SteelStax, she said, you know, there's a bit of a population's increasing a little bit here right now, and she likes to think that SteelStax has helped with that, and that would definitely be one of the draws for me, I think. One of the reasons that I would be against moving to a smaller town is I wouldn't want to give up access to arts and culture, and you don't have to do that there. SteelStax has tons of outdoor shows, tons of intimate cabaret shows, live comedy, foreign films, classes, workshops. It's a pretty good mix. All my favorite things. You can be in the wilderness and you can take art classes. They also have one of my favorite restaurants that we hit on the entire trip, this place called Blue Sky Cafe or Blue Sky Diner, I can't remember, but John and I both had the same thing. It was a delicious sandwich called The Journalist. We felt like we couldn't eat anything else on the menu, but I would like to eat everything else on the menu because it all sounded awesome.